Is there such thing as a magic drink? Check it in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, these magic drinks, these potions that are supposed to make you live forever. I actually just saw an article about cranberry juice is now considered a magical drink. What is going on with them, and are they real?
Our supermarket beverage aisle is starting to look more like a pharmacy. And you have all of these sodas and drinks that are made with things ranging from mushrooms that are supposed to improve your mental clarity, collagen, which is supposed to be like the fountain of youth. There's some interesting data behind some of these, but you are spending a ton of money in this a $40 billion industry right now. People are rushing to join the bandwagon, and unfortunately, the results are far from what's promised.
Oh, come on now. The collagen thing's made up, too. I trusted Jennifer Aniston.
You mean to tell me that eating those mushrooms in my drink and drinking it is not going to make me remember an entire book word for word?
Listen, a lot of these drinks are supposed to, like, give you a lot of energy. And here's the interesting thing. When it comes to energized drinks, which corners the market, they're marketed towards younger kids. And the problem is that the regulation of these are a little bit sketchy, just like the regulation of these drinks that have collagen or mushrooms or these adaptogens or these immunogens that are supposed to boost your immune system. And people drink one or two of these and you have an insane amount of sugar and an insane amount of caffeine. We see this all the time where people are unfortunately getting really sick, having heart events, or potentially dying from these. So people need to be really careful what they're buying and what they allow their kids to buy. In small print on some of these drinks say that, you know, if you're under 18, if you're taking antidepressants, if you have a medical condition, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you should steer away from these, and nobody reads the side.
You know, talking about all these drinks and the things that our kids drink, I know that it's been massive over the last maybe 2 years at this point. Prime. But,
oh, yeah. Well, Logan Paul. It's the Paul brothers, right? Logan
right.
and Jake Paul.
But I went to go try it, because, of course, I was like, let me see what this is all about. I went to buy it, and I was looking at it, and I guess there's two different kinds of Prime. There's one that's just flavored water, and then there's another one that has the caffeine. Do you know anything about that?
Prime Unleaded.
Prime Unleaded, exactly. Because of the negative press around energy drinks, the Pauls put out a non-energized version of Prime. And it's like a social status symbol. At least it was last year where people were drinking this and it was selling off the hook. Now they have a non-energized version of this for younger kids because they came under a ton of scrutiny.
It's great marketing.
Yeah.
Just get that money no matter what. Wow.
It is. It is, definitely. I think what we need to remember is everything has the potential to have health benefits or to be toxic or to do nothing. And I think at the end of the day, if you were to ask a lot of experts, should they be drinking these for their health? A lot of the studies that go behind these immunogens or the adaptogens are studies that happen either in a lab or with lab animals, and you may not be able to translate the benefits to humans. And on the other hand, you have the potential for some of these energy drinks to really do harm. So you shouldn't use these as supplements, and you need to exercise caution with these functional beverages. But I'm telling you right now, this is a big thing. It's a billion, billions of dollar industry. And it's here to stay. We just need to be savvy consumers.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
All right, guys.